commission remarks. Is there any commission remarks? Hearing none. Next order of business is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 474396 through 474413, checks number 474415 through 474448, warrants 8300 through 8303, three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have a single check number. Yeah, go ahead. We have a single check number that needs to be approved. It's 474414.
Move to approve that check.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One abstention. Motion carries. Excuse me. Next order of business, we have approval of the 2024 Taney County budget. With us, we have Taney County Auditor David Clark.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, David.
It is my pleasure to present to you the 2024 budget for Taney County, Missouri. It was prepared on an actual cash balance, based balance, with estimated revenues based upon actual revenues and expenditures from previous years, as well as other relevant information. The 2024 proposed budget has been revised following budget discussions and a public hearing. The 2024 Taney County budget starts the new fiscal year with a beginning balance of $68,821,382. The overall outlook of projected revenues is $62,743,260. The appropriated expenditures are $87,972,012. The projected end balance is $43,592,630. Included in the appropriated expenditures are emergency funds and contingency funds, which are used for unforeseen expenditures. In addition to this budget includes the Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, or the ARPA funds. These are federal monies received by the county for helping the coronavirus pandemic. The General County Revenue Fund, or GCR, showed a healthy reserve at the end of the calendar year 2023 of $17,264,980. For the 2024 budget, the anticipated revenues are $21,047,801, and the anticipated expenditures are $21,850,166. Included in these expenditures are the emergency funds of $635,000, the contingency funds of $500,000, and capital improvement funds of $100,000. It also includes a county airport capital improvement of $544,000. The Taney County Road and Bridge has two separate funds. These funds include the Road and Bridge CART Fund and the Road and Bridge Trust Fund. These funds show a combined reserve at the end of the calendar year 2023 of $19,383,169. The total 2024 budgeted revenues are $14,276,590, and the total expenditures are $20,853,174. Some of these expenditures include the capital improvement of $2 million and the contingency funds of $1.5 million. The Taney County Sewer Fund ended the calendar year 2023 with a balance of $15,534,131. The budgeted revenues are $11,700,000 and the budgeted expenditures are $20,740,938. A great majority of these expenditures are going to major sewer development projects. Included in these expenditures are the contingency funds of $1 million. The law enforcement fund has a reserve of $5,178,655. The anticipated revenues are $8,813,500. And the anticipated expenditures are $10,147,105. Included in these expenditures is the maintenance of the judicial building and expenses of the sheriff, correction, prosecutor, and juvenile departments. I am privileged to be the Taney County Auditor and serve the people of Taney County. With the grateful help of elected officials, department heads, and staff, I present for your review and finalization of the 2024 Taney County budget.
Thank you, Auditor Clark.
Thank you.
Real quick question, David, is that so everything you're presenting right now is everything we voted on and approved and agreed upon, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You guys have any discussion?
I don't have any discussion this morning.
No.
It's everything.
I'm sorry.
No, I said it's everything that we have worked on over the last while.
Move to approve the 2024 budget as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Next order of business, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Okay, Sheila seconded that, so I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have approval of a previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from January 2nd, 2024, January 3rd, 2024, January 5th, 2024, and then two sets of executive for January 2nd and January 3rd, both of 2024. So if you'd like, we can do the regular sessions for January 2nd, January 3rd, and January 5th of 2024. Is there any correction?
The only one is they just need to change it to 2024.
Okay. With a correction on the draft, on the top of the January 2nd, that should say 2024 instead of 2023 at the top of that.
Everything else looks fine.
Okay.
I move to approve January 2nd, 2024 minutes with correction, and January 3rd and January 5th, 2024. I move to approve those minutes.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Have executive for January 2nd and January 3rd of 2024.
I move to approve the executive session minutes for January 2nd and January 3rd of 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is the board appointment for our Board of Equalization. Our current chair has filled out, and we have received an application from him. Yeah, go ahead.
According to the requirements, I just want to say that we do under statute 138.085, we have three taxpaying property owner citizens that have been residents of the county for 5 years before their appointment is made. And the appointment is to be made by the second Monday of January. So I move to appoint David Akers from today's date, January 8, 2024, through January.
Or it'd be December 31st of 26, correct?
It's actually through January. It's the second Monday.
Okay, so.
The second Monday.
Of 27.
Of 27.
4-5. Correct.
For the Board of Equalization.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. So with that, it is a 3-year term. So I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have bid recommendations. First one we have is file number 202312-546. It's for the transfer tipping trailer, one or more. Good morning. Is this one of the trailers that we had lost in an accident in 2023?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
We're here to discuss RFB 202312-546, transfer and tipping trailers, one or more. We received 3 bid responses, first one being from Ken's Truck Repair. He came in at $81,980.60 per trailer. He met all the requirements, and his delivery was 120 days to 150 days. Second response was from East Manufacturing Corporation. He came in at $75,400 per trailer. Delivery date of 14 days, and he met all the requirements as well. The third response we received was from Travis Body and Trailer. They came in at $77,990 with a delivery time of 180 days. He was disqualified due to not adhering to the bidding requirements in Section 1. It's the same thing that continues to happen with certain vendors. They don't read and forget to complete the packet. After speaking with our Road and Bridge Department, they would like to recommend East Manufacturing Corporation at $75,400 per trailer.
I move to approve East Manufacturing Corporation for the bid number 202312-546.
Have a motion on the floor. Okay. Have a motion and a second there. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next bid recommendation we have is 202312-547. This is for the day cab pull truck, one or more. Once again, this is a truck that was also lost in the 2023 accident.
Yes. We received 2 responses. First one being from Ozark Kenworth Incorporated, doing business as MHC Kenworth. They came in at $192,807, excluding FET. Delivery time frame is 30 to 60 days, subject to availability. The second response came in from TLG Operations, LLC, doing business as TLG Peterbilt, out of Springfield. They came in at $186,280 each with 150 days delivery time. but unfortunately they were disqualified due to not adhering.